when Jesus spoke and said, all power has been given to me in heaven and in earth. Now go make disciples of all men. He's declaring, and what he's saying is, it's not enough just to bring them into the kingdom. They become born again, but they need to be discipled. They need to be taught how to walk in the place of victory. And I believe it's in this season that God is helping us to understand. I know that it's in this season that he's helping us to understand what it truly means, what it truly means to walk in the power of the Holy Spirit. In the power of the Holy Spirit. There should be signs that follow as a result. There should be something that's evidenced in your life after walking with God that causes people to look at you and see something different about you. I shared in Luke the 4th chapter 31, 32, where Jesus was teaching, and it says that he was teaching them on the Sabbath, and it says they were amazed at his teaching, for his message was with authority. His message was with authority. So what made the difference? Well, see, you can bring two people up here and have them read the same passage of Scripture. But if one has a revelation because of something they've walked through concerning that passage of Scripture, how many of you know they're gonna read it a little differently? It's kind of like what Calvin was saying. I know you've heard me sing this song before, but you're going to hear a different Calvin from now on. And what he's saying is, and so you recognize, man, there's a little something on that. Yeah. I mean, I'm sitting there like, is that Calvin? Yeah. Is that Calvin? Well, yeah, it's the new and improved Calvin. Yeah. See, there's a new and improved you. There's a new and improved me. That's what people should be able to see. They should be able to look at you and recognize, as a result of what you've walked through, how you have handled the word, how you have exercised your faith, that you're not the same person before whatever it was you endured or whatever it was you did, whatever it was that God brought you through. It's in Matthew 7 and verse 28 and 29. It says, when Jesus had finished these words, the crowds were amazed at his teachings. He was teaching them as one having authority, not as the scribes. What they're recognizing is there's something behind what he's saying. There's a weight behind his word. He's reading the same things that they read, but there's a weight behind it. When we talk about this place of unleashed power, I want to reiterate something I said last week. I think I said this last week when I was doing the Facebook Live. I said this: don't allow yourself to be disqualified for lack of formal education. Now, Where do I draw this from scripturally? Well, it's in Acts, the 4th chapter, verse 7 through 12. Now, it's in Acts where Peter and John healed the lame man, and we looked at that, or I shared that as well. Healed the lame man at Gate Beautiful. But then they get called on the carpet about it. And the question they ask is a very interesting question, because it's not unlike people to want to question your right, question your authority. When they bring them into the court, they ask the question, by what power, what authority, or in what name have you done this? They're asking the question, who gives you the right to do this? Because you see, they lived in a place where you had to have certain credentials. And what I want to say to you as born again believers, as heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ, you've got some credentials. They came with your salvation. But those credentials only become actualized as you begin to recognize your place in God and begin to live and walk out of that place. I'm convinced there's going to be a lot of folk that get to heaven and just really be broke down over the fact they missed what it was supposed to be like here as a believer. Not me. That's good. About three of y'all said, not me with me. I appreciate that. Not me. My intention is to live this life to the best of my ability based on what I believe this word is supposed, how this word is supposed to be walked out. To accomplish as much as I can. And you can't do that. Now listen, you can't do that without risk. You will not do it without missing it sometime. But don't stop because you miss it. Get back up and keep going. Get back up and keep going. Get back up and keep moving. They said, by what authority, by what power, by what name are you doing this? I'm paraphrasing. They went on and said, well, you know that guy Jesus, the guy that y'all didn't like, the guy that y'all didn't want to listen to, that you crucified? It's in his power. And then it says, now as they observed the confidence of Peter and John and understood that they were uneducated and untrained. Now, what are they doing? They're trying to disqualify them. They're trying to disqualify them. They're trying to, you know, now they've already said by what authority they do it. But now they're saying, okay, they're untrained. They haven't been to any of our classes. They haven't been to any of our schools. What gives them the right to operate in this place of power? What gives them to operate in this place of authority? That's why I want to say to you again, don't allow yourself to be disqualified for lack of formal education. Your experiences are just as, and sometimes more valuable than the education. Your experience counts. Let me ask this question. How many of you having, you know, you get the degree, whatever it is, you go for the interview and it looks good, and then they ask you, do you have any experience? Do you have any experience? Well, no. Well, we're looking for someone with some experience. That's why I thank God for on-the-job training. Learn as you go. Yeah. Because sometimes the educated part is great, but they're still looking for experience. That's why it's great when you're doing your resume and you're able to line things up. You can put down your experiences. That's what part of the resume. But what they're doing here is they're trying to size them up. Now, if you're going to walk in this place of unleashed power, you're going to have to arrive in a place where you can get settled that God is okay with you. You can get okay with what God has walked you through, has prepared you. It goes on and says this, and seeing the man who had been healed standing with them, they had nothing to say in reply. But when they had ordered them to leave the council, they began to confer with one another, saying, what shall we do with these men? For the fact that a noteworthy miracle has taken place through them is apparent to all who live in Jerusalem. We cannot deny it. What they were dealing with was something that was indisputable, undeniable, and irrefutable. Their hands were tied. And I want to tell you that there is this place for you and I to walk in where God wants to demonstrate his power for the sake of others to see his faithfulness, for the sake of others seeing the authority that he's given you. Now, It's another statement that I want to give you. Walk in power and the authority of God's word. You got to recognize it's not arrogance, it's not pride. It's a visible attitude of confidence rooted in the God-ordained experiences you have walked through that he has used to form his character in you. Just leave it up there. You must walk in the power, the authority of God's word. Others may look at you one way or look at it one way. But in your heart of hearts, you must know it's not arrogance, it's not pride. It's a visible attitude of confidence rooted in the God-ordained experiences you have walked through that he has used to form his character in you. You see, every apostle walked in a level of authority and humility at the same time. They modeled exactly how Jesus lived his life. But when it came time to do the work, when it came time to allow God to move through them, no one shrunk back. No one said, well, I just don't know how they're going to take this, so maybe I shouldn't do this. I'm speaking to you now prophetically, and I'm saying to you, some of you are held hostage by the way you think others are going to think about you if you really walk this out the way God has intended to walk it out in you and through you. And I'm telling you, you need to get free from that, you need to get delivered from that, and you need to do that right now. Amen. You are your own worst enemy when it comes to fulfilling the things that God has purposed to do in and through you. We wouldn't be in this property if I went with some of the things that were said to me about this property. We wouldn't be here. Now, that's less about me, more about God. But I'm talking about this place of confidence. This place of confidence in God. It's a visible attitude of confidence rooted in the God-ordained experiences you have walked through that he has used to form his character in you. I want to remind you that everything you're going through is working for your good. Everything you're going through is working for your good. Everything you've been through is being worked for your good. However, if you never recognize it, then you will continue on this same plane. You'll continue in this same cycle. And you'll go to heaven, but you will have never ascended to the place that God intended, that others will be able to look at you and recognize the authority of his grace and power operating in your life. That causes people just to want to talk to you. Walk up and give you, can I give you my card? Would you be willing to have a cup of coffee with me? Well, yeah. Recently, we were at the Martin Luther King Day celebration at Lakota West, and Jalen Robinson received an award hers wasn't an essay, it was a rap, you know, runs in the family. It was a great video piece that she and a gentleman had done. And I was asked to be the keynote speaker. I had about 10 minutes to speak and 12 minutes to speak. And I did, and I shared what I believe God gave me to share. And you just do that believing that you've made a difference. And it was a couple of days later, then I get an email from a pastor that was sitting in the audience who happened to be there. Didn't talk to him there, but he sent an email, and Pastor Deborah passed it on to me. He said, hey, I was there. I heard you speak. And I just want to know, would you be willing to have a cup of coffee with me? I'd just like to talk to you. Where does that come from? It comes from operating in this place of power and authority, that whether you're in a school, in a parking lot, a grocery store, I don't care where it is. See, this isn't Sunday morning stuff, y'all. What I'm here doing is equipping you that when you get in your car and you leave here, you're leaving here with the expectation of the power of God, the authority of God being evidenced in your life. Some of y'all, when you pull out of here, you just need to go down to Thornton's down the road there and just get out your car and stand and look around. The expectation that somebody might, you know. I'm not talking about arrogance. I'm not talking about pride. The real question is, do you really have the answer? Do you have the answer? Do you have the answer? Do you have the answer? Then start acting like you got the answer. When Peter and John walked up on that guy, lame, and he asked for money, they didn't bat an eye, they didn't stutter. They said, silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, give I thee in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Rise up and walk. Yes. They didn't get off to a side and huddle and say, man, you got any change on you? I ain't got nothing, man. You got, well, you know what? You want to try Jesus? You want to try that? Okay, man, you do it, because I don't know what's going to happen. We're talking about unleashed power. Unleashed power. Unleashed power. Unleashed power. It's not arrogance. It's not pride. It's a visible attitude of confidence rooted in the God-ordained experiences. The God-ordained experiences. You have been through things that no one else has ever been through. You have suffered through things in your family. You've suffered through things in relationships. You've suffered through things in your finances. You've suffered through things in your physical body. You have a story to tell. You have experiences in God that should translate into levels of authority, levels of power. So I just want to give you here, as I end up the time, I want to give you six ways in which unleashed power will be manifested in your life in 2019. Now, this will happen as you have expectation for it to happen. This will happen as you have expectation for it to happen. Number one, there will be power to produce. Power to produce. Now, look up there. Power to produce, accomplish, get results, season of fruitfulness, and a season of harvest. A power to produce. A power to produce, to accomplish, to get results. Season of fruitfulness, season of harvest. There's this sense of having only gotten so far, but then this year, it's going to be the season to produce. It's going to be the season to accomplish. It's going to be the season to get results. Not just talk about it, but get the results. Fruitfulness. Fruitfulness. I'm talking about fruit and fruit. I'm talking about fruit that others see. Harvest. Secondly, power to perform. Higher levels of proficiency resulting in success and breakthroughs. Miracles. Miracles. Higher level of proficiency resulting in success and breakthrough. Now hear me, because you see, this isn't all spiritual. Higher levels of proficiency resulting in success and breakthrough. Power to perform. We got some entrepreneurs in here. We got visionaries in here. I'm telling you, this is a year, the power to perform. Higher levels of proficiency resulting in success and breakthrough, 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 breakthrough. This is going to be the year that as you walk in this place of unleashed power, that is going to be the breakthroughs that begin to produce some of the results that you and I have labored for years to see. For years to see. For years to see. The power to perform miracles. The power to perform miracles. Okay, I got one amen on that. The power to perform miracles. Now I'm talking about the spiritual side of this. The power to perform miracles. You have to understand that miracles aren't always laying hands on somebody and seeing them get up. Miracles happen all the time. God is moving behind the scenes. The miracle may be that God opens that door for you to be able to accomplish the thing that he's called you to do. The power to perform miracles. But for some, it's going to take being willing to step into it in order for God to do it. That rhymed, didn't it? You got to step into it in order for God to accomplish it. No, I just step into it so that God can do it. Come on, act like you're writing that down. I know that's not profound, but some of y'all, that's exactly what you need to do. You need to step into it so that God can do it. Step into it so that God can do it. They had to step into the promised land so that God could deliver to them their inheritance. Your inheritance is one step away. I'm prophesying now. Your inheritance is one step away. Your inheritance is one step away. Your inheritance is one step away. Your inheritance is, oh, your inheritance is one step away. You've got to step into it so that he can do it. The power to perform. Number three, the power to prosper. My God. The power to prosper. Identifying and breaking cycles of poverty and lack. Creative ideas will be released. Power to get wealth. Power to prosper. Power to prosper. Power to prosper. Identifying and breaking cycles of poverty and lack. I want to tell you something. Listen to me. Poverty and lack is a spirit. Lack is a spirit. It's a demonic agitation. It's a spirit. And the moment you and I begin to attack it that way, Adam in the garden had everything he needed. Adam in the garden had everything that he needed and then some. As a matter of fact, it wasn't based on need. It was based on the relationship that he had with the Father, period. It wasn't based on need. It wasn't until the fall of man that then man needed anything. I like that, God. Adam didn't need anything until the fall of man. Then he needed to be clothed. He needed to be covered. Power to prosper. Power to prosper. Power to prosper. This unleashed power is going to help to break the demonic strongholds that have continued to hold hostage the inheritance that God has purposed to bring to you. That is going to be broken. It's going to be broken. I declare it's being broken right now. Power to prosper, identifying and breaking cycles of poverty and lack. And God's going to release those creative ideas. When it talks about the power to get wealth, the power to get wealth. Why? In order to establish his covenant in the earth. You see, when Adam fell, we all know the story. Then God comes and establishes his covenant with Abraham. And what is the first thing he says to Abraham? He tells him, I'm going to bless you. I'm going to prosper you. He's reversing what Adam gave away. He's reversing what Adam gave away. In this year of unleashed power, you have to set in your heart and mind and in your spirit that it is the power to prosper. 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 You can't be afraid of $100. You can't, if you're afraid of $100, don't even think about $1,000. You can't be afraid of $1,000. You won't look to $10,000. You can't be afraid of $10,000. You won't look to $100,000. You can't be afraid of $100,000 and think that someday you're going to reach $1,000,000. It just won't happen. But if you can break the cycle of it, you can begin to recognize that God has resources, and once you've proven yourself to steward resources, he will continue to bring greater resources to you. Now, speaking to you, Ayers family, listen to me real close. God did what he did for us here because of how we've stewarded over the years what we've had. God blessed us to come here because of how we stewarded what we had before we got here. The power to prosper. Prosperity is not just financial. But I want to speak to you more specifically in this area, because we can be okay with kind of hearing it around other areas because they seem to be less challenging for us. But what about when it comes to prospering financially? And the reason why I'm emphasizing it, because there's the spiritual dynamic and connection to it. The power to prosper. Identifying and breaking cycles of poverty and lack. And then the creative ideas that God gives us, along with the power to get wealth, to establish his covenant in the earth. The power to prosper, the power to prosper, the power to prosper. I prophesy to you, if you can grab this by the end of 2019, your whole circumstance will look different. Your whole circumstance will look different. Your whole circumstance will look different. I'm not seeing any of this, like, you know, y'all not really tracking with me on this. In your mind, because you're trying to figure out how it can happen, how it can happen, how it can happen, how it, that's not the kind of faith you want to operate in. If you happen to be visiting with us, that means me too, Lord. We learned that from Apostle Moses. Me too, Lord. Me too, Lord. Maybe you're tired of doing me too, Lord, because it just seemed like it didn't work. You still need to hit it a couple more times. Me too, Lord. Just me. Yeah, just me too. Me too, Lord. Me too, Lord. Me too. Because I'm telling you, in the natural, it looked like there was no way for us to be here. Except I believe God, and I have always believed God for millions. And 2 weeks ago, we sat at the table, and I wrote my name for 1 point. Come on, you can, y'all better. Yeah, buddy, clap your hands. There you go. Yeah, man, clap, 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 clap. Okay, y'all tired? Is that what it is? What'd you say? I'm almost done. I'm almost done. See, and I'm saying this to you again. When this shift happened, it happened for everybody. It happened for our house. Listen, that breakthrough is your breakthrough. that breakthrough is your breakthrough. If you've been on the journey, that breakthrough is your breakthrough. If you sowed a nickel, that breakthrough is your breakthrough. Whatever you sowed, if you couldn't sow anything but you gave of your time, you sowed, that breakthrough is your breakthrough. And I'm saying it again. If you can grab a hold of this, by the end of 2019, your situation will look totally different. Your situation will look totally different. Let me go to the next one. Let me finish these real quick. Number four, the power to pursue. Renewed strength, focus, and expectation to regain lost or stolen things. The power to pursue. The power to pursue. The power to pursue. It goes without saying that we go through seasons of weariness. But in this season of unleashed power, there is the power once again to pursue. You remember David at Ziklag, where they came back from the victory, and it says that when they came back, everything was lost. But it goes on and says, after they had, it says, wept till they had the power to weep no more, that then David got alone to himself, began to worship God. The grace of God came back on him, and he said, what shall I do? Shall I pursue? And God said, pursue. Pursue, for surely you will recover all. I'm talking about the power to pursue. The power to pursue. The power to pursue. There are things that you began to pursue and then life hit. There are things you started out to do and then finances got crazy. There are things that you started out to do and then this happened or that happened that kind of moved you off course. And here's the thing, that when an object is in motion, it will stay in motion until something stops it. And sometimes when you're going and you have that momentum, how many of you know it's like pushing a car? You know, run out of gas and you're pushing the car and you can and you're pushing it, but if the car stops, how many of you know it's going to take another kind of energy and strength to get it going again? But once it's going, once the momentum is going, that's why, hear me, that's why these last 2 weeks were crucial for us, because people like to come and see the new thing, and I get that. So, you know, we had a lot of people here that come to check it out. And then you just wait for the faithful folks to keep coming. And that's kind of what we're experiencing. More are on their way. But hear me when I say this. Momentum got broke, and so we regain that momentum. Sometimes when the momentum is broke, though, strength begins to wane. And when that happens, you need the power to pursue. You need the power to be able to renew your strength, regain your strength in order to keep going. And I'm speaking to some of you now because in past times, you started out and you were doing well, but something hit your life, something happened, and you lost the momentum. And sometimes it's hard to get the momentum going again, but I'm telling you, in 2019 of unleashed power, this is the year, the power to pursue. To pursue. There's a statement that we had on our wall in Crescentville 747, dare to believe one more time. Dare to believe one more time. Dare to believe one more time. I'm telling you that. Because there's going to be power to pursue. Let me keep moving. Next one I want to tell you is the power to persevere. Now this is tied with the power to pursue. The power to persevere. Perseverance has to do with attitude. Not always strength. It has to do with attitude. It has to do with the attitude of just getting back up. Renewed attitude, one of resilience and a determination to keep moving forward, the power to persevere. In this year of unleashed power, I'm telling you, it's going to come on you. It's going to be a power to persevere. A power to persevere. Athletes have that power. You know, distance marathon runners, they have that power to persevere. I see it when I watch boxers and they're boxing, and I watched a fight recently. And I like to watch them because I mentioned this at Mother Napier's home going, when I'm watching these fights, I'm looking into the eyes of the fighters when they're back in their corners. And this recent fight that I was watching, I saw one fighter go to his corner and he kept this stare. He just kept staring. And when they were talking to him, he's like this. He's like this. The other guy, they're talking to him, he's like, did I win that round? You think I won that round? Now that's what he's asking his guys. Do you think I won that round? I won that round, didn't I? I won that. And the guy with the perseverance, now they're both tired. Okay. What is this? Is it the 60 seconds on the stool? Is it 60 seconds or 30 seconds? Huh? Not sure, man. I thought you, okay. I'm not sure either, so don't feel bad. It's three minutes fighting and then 60 seconds sitting. Is that right? Yeah. Them 60 seconds probably feel like 6 seconds. Okay. But the whole time they're sitting there, you got to realize that at least in one of the fighters' minds, he's wrestling with, do I get up off this stool? I'm talking about the power to persevere. Because you can go only so long, Brother Eddie, with a dream and then feel like, okay, it's time to move on to something else. But God is saying he is releasing the power to pursue and the power to persevere. Renewed attitude. Say attitude. Attitude is key because sometimes your body don't feel like it. Any of you had those mornings? Along with me, if you wake up and you're talking to Jesus and your body at the same time, it's like I heard Justin Cornwall say years ago, y'all don't know who that is. He says, some mornings you get up, you say, good morning, Lord. Other mornings you get up and say, good Lord, it's morning. Attitude, say attitude. Renewed attitude. Now, I don't know about you. I got a new attitude. No. I got a renewed attitude. I got a renewed attitude. A renewed attitude. The power to persevere. Is it possible that this is the year that your dream, I'm talking about that dream that's deep on the inside of you, the one that could change not only things for you but others, is it possible this is the year for that to happen? Is it possible that this is the year that that thing that you've held close and you kept wondering, will it ever happen? That this is the year, 2019, the year of unleashed power, potential, provision, and harvest. Is it possible that this is the year? I said, is it possible that this, it absolutely is possible. It's not only possible, it's a probability that it will happen because of what God is releasing right now in the earth. Last one, the power to prevail. The power to prevail. The power to prevail. Overcome obstacles in order to realize victory. The power to prevail. The power to prevail. All of these points I mentioned are evidence in the lives of the apostles and the early church. It should be no different for you and for me today. The power to produce, the power to perform, the power to prosper, the power to pursue, the power to persevere, and the power to prevail. You have victories in your life. And for some of you, I want to encourage you with the remaining days of January that you sit down and ask the Holy Spirit to remind you of those victories. Because the same God who brought you through those victories through the power to prevail is the same God that's going to walk you all the way through 2019 and at the end of it show you the next version of you. Hallelujah. Would you thank the Lord for this word if you've received it? Come on, thank the Lord. Thank the Lord. Thank the Lord.